Receive as a Little Child. December 28, 2012. This morning I awakened to the voice of God inside giving me revelation, which I wish to write down. Not with the goal of posting it on my website, but rather to better understand what the Spirit is saying to me. Like Paul, I count everything, including the website, as loss that I may know Him. I spent yesterday reading and meditating on some of the writings of Walter C. Lanyon, and last night my husband and I watched Miracle on 34th Street. This morning when I awakened, I was feeling pain in my right knee, as I have been for some time now. As my rational mind was telling me that I might not be able to make the trip to Italy with my granddaughter, the Spirit inside began to speak many things which I wish to record for my own spiritual ongoing. I recalled many scriptures. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he saith unto them, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. I have long since ceased to consider the but what about scriptures, which seem to contradict the ones the Spirit is speaking to me at the moment. See but what about. I just listened as the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, brought these scriptures to my remembrance, and my heart began to sing as revelation began to come. I heard from the Spirit that my adulterous mind of rational thinking has always limited God, always wanting to understand how it could be possible for me to receive my heart's desires, all the things that I pray for. I knew for a certainty that God wants me to receive all that He has already prepared for me, every good and perfect gift. That means it is free for the taking, that I don't have to do anything to earn it. But instead of receiving those desires as a child does, I adulterated God's promises by seeking a sign that my prayer was being answered. I should know that Jesus said that the signs follow, not precede, the believing, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Now I understood what we call the Lord's Prayer. Jesus was telling us to pray to the Father, who is within us, and whose kingdom is also within us, that His kingdom, wherein is contained that which is so wonderful it hasn't even entered into the heart of man, that His kingdom would come into our earth, our visible experience, as it already is within us, though invisible to human eyes. Furthermore, Jesus was saying that the only thing necessary for that kingdom to come into our earth is the belief that it will. And that is precisely the problem, the believing that it will come when we pray. I began to recall the movie Miracle on 34th Street that I had just seen the night before. Since God is omnipresent, He speaks to us not only through the scriptures, but through anything and everything, if we have ears to hear. I understood why that simple little movie has such appeal. It so perfectly illustrates Jesus' statement that we must receive the kingdom as a little child to enter it at all. It cannot be entered by the adulterous generation. Only the child is able to believe that which is impossible to the rational mind. Only the child is simple enough to just accept what he is told, what God promises, without questioning the how and the why of it all. Only the child can believe that with God, represented by Santa Claus in the movie, all things are possible. Only the child can utter his wish, prayer, and not doubt in his heart that it will be granted, that he will have whatsoever he saith. I had to laugh as the simplicity that is in Christ was again revealed to me, this time through a Hollywood movie. The children in the movie had no difficulty believing that they would receive what they asked for, except for the little girl whose mother had taught her to think as an adult, carefully teaching her to have no part of the fantasy world where the desires of one's heart was realized. But this mother, adult, was won over by the love offered to her as she and her little girl became willing to believe that which was impossible. In so doing, they were both able to receive that which they most desired. The Spirit of God had indeed spoken to me that I might know the things that are freely given to us of God. All I have to do to receive those things is to leave off the rational adult thinking which requires proof and become as a little child who believes that it is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. And without doubting, just let that kingdom come into my visible experience.